There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Joining us on the line, though, should be Chris McCarty. He is not a man that's called in sick over the holidays. Busy, 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 Chris.
It's indeed busy, NLT. A very happy Christmas to you. I could have called in sick if I was in work today because I've got a sore throat. I am battling the flu, man flu, but I'm battling on manfully. Thankfully, there's plenty of football action to keep me entertained on the sofa across the day and this evening.
I guess we do have to start off by talking about, of course, Tottenham against Southampton. Harry Kane, record-breaking as expected.
Indeed, yes. Two goals for Harry Kane. Spurs currently 2, Southampton 0. I do sincerely hope I've not ruined that for anyone rushing home from work this afternoon to catch that game. But Harry Kane, 2 goals in the first half. That means he's now got 38 for the calendar year. That takes him 2 clear of the record set back in 1995, I think it was, by Alan Shearer at Blackburn Rovers. He's on for another hat-trick. That would be his 8th hat-trick of the year as well. And what about this for a stat? He's now got 55 goals for club and country in the calendar year. That is one more than Barcelona and Argentina superstar Lionel Messi. It's been an incredible year for Harry Kane. I guess the only thing missing, and I'm not meaning this to sound bad for Spurs fans, but he's not won any trophies, and he's got to add to his trophy cabinet for him to be, I think, looked upon in future years as a real world-class and as a real true great of the game. But in terms of individually, NLT, you can't knock him. 38 calendar goals this year in the Premier League, 55 in total. Remarkable from Harry Kane.
And hi, Chris. And what have we got to look forward to in the rest of today's games?
Yeah, there's an awful lot, Emma, to look forward to. I guess the featured match for Dubai, I won a 3.8 from 7. It will be Manchester United against Burnley. They're looking to bounce back after that disappointing 2-2 draw with Leicester, an opportunity as well to close the gap on Manchester City. Of course, City not in action today. The late kickoff from 9.30 sees Liverpool. They welcome struggling and managerless Swansea City to Anfield. Of the other fixtures to keep an eye on, I guess Chelsea at home to Brighton. Bournemouth, they welcome West Ham United. It's Huddersfield, Stoke and Watford against Leicester. Everton may travel to the Hawthorns to take on West Brom. But the feature matches for Dubai are 103.8. It is Manchester United against Burnley from 7, and that will be followed by Liverpool against Swansea City.
OK, Chris, if we can move on to the cricket. Of course, day one of the fourth test, Australia-England. Well, I guess it didn't go the way people were expecting.
Well, it didn't, not if you're an England fan, because Australia, once again, in the ascendancy. They ended day one of the fourth test down there in Melbourne at the famous MCG, 244 for 3. David Warner making a century on day one. He was eventually out for 103. The bad news for England, despite the fact that they've conceded 244 runs, is that that man, Steve Smith, he can do no wrong. The finest, certainly test batsman in the world right now. Maybe some Virat Kohli fans would disagree with that, but Steve Smith is still at the crease. He's knocked out with 65. Marsh is alongside him as well. Sean Marsh, 31, knocked out. So expect more pain in the field for England tomorrow. Australia will be looking to rack up, I mean, my goodness, 244 for 3. Certainly they'll be targeting 400+, and if they do that, they'll put themselves in a wonderful position to go on and take a 4-0 lead in this series. Benign conditions, the wicket is flat, there was not a cloud to be had either down in Melbourne, and it was a good toss to win for Australia. They did so, they've gone into bat, and they're looking to turn the screw on an England side who I think just want to get home. They want to forget this series, they want to be back in England. They'll lick their wounds and they'll come again in 2018.
And Chris, it sounds like you and Robbie Greenfield need to clone yourselves because of how busy it is this week. You've got the Mubadala World Tennis Championships and the Dubai Globe Soccer Awards coming up.
Yeah, we do indeed. We spoke to you guys on Christmas Eve, I think it was, announcing that Serena Williams was to play the first ever female match at the Mubadala World Tennis Championship. We weren't sure then her opponent would be. I can tell you that has since been confirmed in the past 48 hours. And this is a real coup, I think, not only for organisers, but a real treat as well for fans, because she will take on the 2017 French Open champion, Yelena Ostapenko, a youngster from Latvia. I think she's got a bright future in the game, and this very much represents the present and the future in the women's game. Serena Williams making her comeback, her first competitive match since, of course, giving birth just after the Australian Open. And then, of course, you've got Yelena Ostapenko, someone who, as I say, has a bright, bright future. So that, an extra treat for fans heading on down to the capital. And as we've been talking about all week as well, the Dubai Globe Soccer Awards back for an eighth edition. Diego Simeone, Francesco Totti, Carlo Puyol, all of those individuals in attendance. So I think Robbie will be down at the tennis. I'll be keeping an eye on the football over the next couple of days as well. And we'll be bringing you, hopefully, some of the biggest names, both in tennis and in the world of football, on the airwaves over the course of the next few days in Sports Tonight.
Now, Chris, I do know when you're not doing sport, you often like a few minutes to look at the sidebar of shame. We'll refer to it as that. Now, I don't know if you've seen this, but I thought this might be a story you'd be across. There's been an engagement in the sporting world.
It's awful that I know this. Is it Mario Götze?
No. Guess again.
That's another one. Another engagement in the world of sport. The only one that I've come across, I've got to be honest, the only one I've come across in the last day or so has been Mario Götze, the man that scored the World Cup winning goal for Germany. So this will be news to me, NLT. Come on, give me it.
Okay, well, if Robbie was here, he'd know all about it. That should be a big clue.
Oh, it's the world of golf.
Yes.
Okay, so who's got engaged in the world of golf? Justin Rose is married. Tommy Fleetwood, I think, is married. Come on, then, give me a...
Jordan Spieth. He's just got engaged to his long-term girlfriend, Annie Verrett. So they posted pictures online of the two of them looking very happy. And I have to say, it's a sizable ring, Chris.
Of course it would be. He's a very rich man, is Jordan Spieth. Won the FedEx Cup a couple of years ago. I think he banked something like $23 million. So there's no... Well, he's got no excuse. It should be a nice rock. And he won't be listening. But if he is, congratulations, Jordan. And future Mrs. Spieth.
You see, I mean, I know you are interested in this kind of thing, so I thought it was only my duty to let you know, Chris. So just in case you are interested, Annie's wearing a square-cut ring, and I would guess it's at least 4 to 5 carats.
Serious, oh, my goodness.
Serious diamond ring involved there. Just before we let you go and get back to the turkey, Chris, are you going to play today's Lost Word?
Of course I am.
Okay, here we go.
The Lost Word.
Children who eat... just once a week have higher IQs and sleep better.
So children who eat bleep just once a week have higher IQs and sleep better. What might that
given
be?
Given the fact it's Christmas, it's got to be Brussels sprouts.
Okay, Chris, what can I say? Thank you very much for joining us. And yeah, we'll be hearing lots from you in the coming days at all the mega sporting events. So get some rest.
Great stuff. Thanks, NLP. Thanks, Emma.
Bye, Chris.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.